Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, LA? It's your girl, Monique Leray. This is The Startup. Welcome back to the show. Happy Sunday. I hope all of you are doing really well, as good as you can, with all the things in the world going on. I'm coming to you from my balcony today. I thought I'd get outside, and the air's a little bit fresher today, and kind of set up a makeshift thing on my balcony. So that's what I'm doing here, in case you weren't sure where I was, even though we travel almost every other week. Today we have an amazing guest. I'm so excited to have her on. Christine Mitchell, but her nickname is The Good Mitch. Christine, how are you?
Hi there. I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me today.
Absolutely. You look amazing, and thanks for making time.
Thank you. No worries. Yeah. I'm just here in my little living room. It's a little dark, but it's pretty bad outside. So
yeah,
we're just winging it here.
We're all kind of winging it. Yeah. It kind of cleared up a little. So I'm down a little southern, more southern than you here in Cali. But anyway, we're so glad to see you. And why don't you introduce yourself for the viewers and listeners in case they don't know who you are?
Okay. My name is Christine Mitchell, and I'm the Good Mitch, kind of like the Good Witch, but the Good Mitch. And I am in my mid-50s. I recently moved to LA from the Bay Area. Before that, it was Oregon, just basically start my life over after divorce and empty nest. And I started over in the Bay Area as a model and actress. I used to do that in my 20s, and then I took some time off to have a baby, and she's all grown up and out the nest, and so I'm doing my own thing now. And so
that's a quite, you really hit the bullet points of your life so fast. I love that. Very well, you know, and you have a production background. I think it's good to just share with our viewers and listeners, because they know that I'm a producer, and we talk about that on the show. So can you share with us your adventures in production?
Sure. Gosh, I have been in the film industry, entertainment industry, for quite some time. Like I said, I started acting and modeling in my 20s, and I moved to New York City, where I was with Ford Models there, and, you know, running.
Oh, that's huge. They're huge.
Yeah, it was pretty big. It was pretty big at the time. I had won a really big campaign and kind of started the ball rolling, and got into acting, and I ended up meeting an Aussie, fellow actor, Aussie, and he had to go to Australia because his visa ran out. And I said, "Why? Let's go." And so off I went to Australia and really dug into the industry there, at Warner Brothers mostly, stints at Fox, lots of production background, from, you know, clapper loader to, you know, the wardrobe department to props to locations. So I've kind of done it all. But now I find myself in front of the camera, so this is very odd.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it's been quite the adventure for you thus far, and I think it's really unique and cool that you're willing to be behind the scenes and in front. I had to kind of have a talk with myself, even to do this podcast, you know, because I like my anonymity. I like going to Target and looking like a hot mess. I don't want to be bothered.
That is true. But you know what? I feel like kind of like that's one of the things about being in my 50s. I don't really care. Like, this is me.
The jig is up. Huh?
Yeah, you either like me or you don't. And, you know, I've been around the block a few times. So, you know, I'll put it out there. You know, I'm just being me. So, but yeah. I'm glad to have that experience, because it does bring a lot of, calm to my work, because I know what's happening. I know, you know, we might have another take. I don't get so worried like I did in my 20s. So it's been a good thing for me to get back into it. So I'm looking forward to seeing what happens.
And, you know, that's a really great point as well. You kind of have a calm because you've had experiences, yeah. And you bring that, and you probably help your actors on set and whatnot.
I do.
Yeah. And, you know, you are kind of, what did we come up with? We were speaking the other day, it's like the second half or the best half or what we say that your brand is.
Yeah. You know, it, like I said, I'm in my mid 50s and I never, ever imagined that I would be doing the things that I'm doing in my 50s. I'm really into highlighting the good in the world and just being positive. I've had some rough goes in life and I try and always take my lemons and turn them into lemonade. And I think with that comes a lot of wisdom and experience. And I try and make little good things great, you know. So
good. Yeah.
That's kind of my vibe. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good vibe, the good Mitch. And so what people need to understand about this brand that you're launching, is that it's got many different prongs and it mm-hmm. comes from your experience in production, your acting, but also comes from you being a mom and now the second half of your life and kind of donating a makeshift urban garden, if you will.
Right.
All kinds of cool things that you've found yourself doing amidst a pandemic after landing in LA and booking a lot of work and then having things halt. So you've been able to put out a lot of prongs. So why don't we attack some of those features of your brand? Is that okay?
Okay, sure. When I turned 50, the year I turned 50, I moved to San Francisco and, or to the Bay Area. And, I happened to land a very big commercial and I thought, gosh, I can really do that. And, I started doing a lot of lifestyle modeling and just getting back into it. And then right before the pandemic, I landed another big commercial here in LA. And my agent said, Christine, come on down. I think you're going to really get a lot of work here. And so I'd had some, good and bad times in the Bay Area, but I had just broken up. I had a breakup and just kind of life change. And I just needed a new start. So I packed everything up and headed to LA right before the pandemic hit. Things were going really well. I had several gigs lined up. I was thinking I was in the right place. LA was going to be home, City of Angels. And then this horrible thing happened and it really, it threw me. It threw me for a loop. I got super depressed. I just didn't really know what to do with myself. I always try and count my blessings, but boy, it was really hard starting that out, not knowing anybody, new town, having to be inside. And, I'm a talkative person. I like meeting people. So that was really, really hard on me.
It's hard already, let alone having your work be cut off and then be cut off from people.
And I have a background in, I used to have an antique business and an antique shop. And so I like to, make things and whatnot. And outside my window was this demolition site. And looking at that every single day was really depressing for me on top of everything else. And I knew if I didn't start a project or do something, I would go nuts, So I thought, why not just go see what's out there? And I knew that it was going to be removed. Everything was going to be sent to the dump. And okay. I thought, I got to save the stuff that I can save. I love to recycle. I like green living. And so I strapped on my boots, put on my tool belt, and I went out there and I hauled everything that I could salvage. And I made a little tiny guerrilla garden in my little community here. And it was hard work. I did it all by myself. My neighbors.
So what does that look like? The demolition? You've got nails and wood and pots. What were they demoing? Was it a commercial space or a home?
It was a very large home, and they took it to the ground, and it had been sitting there because everything shut down. So we're talking it was getting really nasty. Rats. It was nasty work, but. I knew I could find some gems in that rubble. And that's kind of what I'm good at. And I took a lot of the materials and I built, you know, little makeshift things that could create a garden experience. And little did I know, my neighbors were, you know, I saw that they were getting excited about it. And I had neighbors down the road giving me cuttings and plants. And I'm a gardener. And so it kind of all came together. And it was honestly what saved me.
Wow.
Yeah, it really did.
Because you probably felt like you could get a little control in your world, at least something that was around you, maybe.
Absolutely. You know, disaster strikes everyone. And you know, this pandemic, it was really kind of showed me what I was made of. You know, how can I turn this, this nightmare into something positive? And I'm really proud of it. You know, it's not perfect. It gave me the hope, you know, that you can just turn something around if you just look at it in a different way. So
yeah, I got to tell you, that's the difference between you and I. If I saw a demolition site, I'd be like, oh my God, let's keep it moving and go get a glass of wine. I would not go put my boots on. I mean, and the fact that you knew you could find some diamonds in that rough.
Yeah.
What told you that? Was it past experiences with other demolitions that you've done, or?
Yeah, for sure. I've always grown up sort of been very thrifty, and I've gone to garage sales my whole life. I go to, you know, auctions and estate sales. And so recycling and using things that are already there is part of my MO. Yeah. So I knew there was great wood, like wood that is beautifully aged and has great patina and would be a shame to go to the dump. Just everything from old antique doorknobs in there that were going to the trash. I salvaged, and I did have a lot of experience doing it, but honestly, I was winging it. I was just pulling stuff out right and left and just saying, hey, this could be a good, you know, shelf or whatever. And a lot of the stuff in my house came from, just different street finds, you know.
That's kind of the thrill of the hunt, though. You're taking me back when I did go to yard sales. I was selling everything, having a yard sale, because I always wanted to make my own money. So I had, you know, I was having yard sales, but I sold my bike. But I remember it's kind of the hunt, the fun of it.
Oh, yeah. And anybody who's not, like, I've noticed it in my life that the people who are sort of pessimists and don't want to go there because it's junk, it's trash, I get real turned off by that type of attitude, because, like, I feel like anything's possible. You just have to look at it in a different way, you know? And that's kind of how I did. I looked at the pandemic in a way that, how can I make the best of this situation? So it really did save me.
I love to hear that. I think everyone's approaching it different, and there's no wrong way. I mean, as long as you're not hurting anybody, you know, you make a choice for yourself, but, you know, and you want to be healthy and happy. But I can see how people could just be drinking, hitting the bottle all day, to exercising, to, you know, praying all day, just work, you know, so and doing demos. Yeah. I mean, you got to figure out what your lane is. And you said, how can I turn something bad into something good that's right outside my window? And I think I went inward and said as well, I don't want to waste time. So what can I put into this time while I'm hunkered down at home?
Right.
And that's, I think, the best we can do with this year, because it's already September.
I'm just shocked that it is already. I can't believe that, time has just flown. And like I said, if I didn't have that big chunk of time spent on doing that, I don't know where I would be, because nobody thought that this would be going this long. And it's a tragedy, but we just got to keep going. You know, we got to count our blessings and be grateful for what we do have, and just try and look at the good, you know, just if you can. It's hard to do. And some people have it really bad, and I feel blessed, but you just got to try and, you know, get back up and keep going, you know?
Yeah, I think that you're doing really great work. And maybe at some level, you know, with the earth kind of talking to us during this pandemic, you know, there's a pandemic with the virus, but I do believe that there's some other things going on at the same time with the planet. And you mentioned recycling, and I'm super duper for that. What do you say about, green projects and at this time? Maybe if we just, all you can do in this time is just go outside and plant. What are your tips for someone that's a junior gardener or junior scrapper?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, the greatest thing, I think the best thing that one can do in these times is start with what you have. And like, for example, if you've got an iceberg lettuce or some kind of lettuce, chop it off at the root and grow it back up. Put it in a glass of water and it'll shoot right back up. Or some onions, chop them off, put them back in and they'll grow. So you can kind of start gardening that way. And kids love it. They love to see anything growing, you know. So that's been fun too, because I have a few neighbors that are children and they're like, hey, Miss Christine, you know, how are the tomatoes going? Or we planted a few seeds here as well. But just kind of start easy. Start with something easy like tomatoes. But also just your scraps. Your scraps are useful. They don't need to be thrown away. And so much of us waste all that precious food. So
that's a really good point. I love that tip. I actually just planted a rosemary plant today.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. I have a couple classes online, part of maximizing the time. And one of my classes is a horticulture class. So right. I literally just soiled it in a jar. And you make a good point about just using the stuff you have. Even if you don't have any rosemary seeds or whatever, you can just get those jars, reuse those spaghetti jars or whatever you have at home. You don't have to.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Just kind of think outside the box a little bit and boom, you'll have yourself a little, you know, kitchen garden already. So
very good. All right. From Green Thumb in production, let's talk about the other half, if you don't mind. You mentioned that you raised a daughter and she's out the home now and you are on your second half of life and you're single and you know, your brand definitely can speak to a lot of people in this regard, for sure.
Yeah.
What are you finding the dating scene has been like for a second halfer?
Oh my gosh, the stories I could tell you, girl. Oh my god, it has been.
You want any apps before
I did. Yeah, my daughter put me on the apps. When I turned 50, basically, when my divorce was settled, and she's like, "Mom, you got to get out there again." And sure enough, I did. And you know, a few hits and a few misses, but it was definitely interesting doing it in my 50s. I've met some great people that I call friends, and it's been a fun experience. And it seems a little bit easier because I don't really care now. It's like either you like me or you don't. I have a funny story. I was on a job down south and I had a date lined up and I was pulling my suitcase into the Airbnb that I was staying in and I tripped and fell and smashed my head. I could have lost an eye. It was horrible.
Wow.
I knew I had this date and I was so excited for this date. And I just thought, gosh, should I cancel this date? I had a goose egg on my head. It was horrible. But I thought, you know what? Screw it. Like if this guy doesn't accept me for all of my flaws and whatever, then he's not for me. So
at least you're still gonna make it. At least you didn't cancel. Put some concealer on that thing.
I did. Exactly. I said here I am. And you know, we did only have the one date, but that was for other reasons that I just, you know, wasn't quite the right fit. But I'm glad I did it. It was just like, wow, I just went on this date with this huge black thing and I'm gonna be okay because I just don't care like I used to anymore, you know.
That comes with age, I think.
It comes
too.
With age. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And experience. Now you're sparking my, I mean, this isn't a dating show, but you now you're sparking my interest. I actually remember going on a date years ago. It was Match. I tried Match out. This is like almost 10 years ago, probably. And how long ago was that? Anyway, I was in a ski boot. I had a broken foot and I went on a date in a ski boot. Yeah. I think it was kind of empowering though, because I was just like, all right, maybe he'll like me or not.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And a ski boot's a ski boot.
Yeah. Well, and
you can still see everything else, you know.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, he even said, you know, you're very brave. And I said, well, thank you. You know, I think I am brave. And
you are brave.
That has come with age. I think a lot of that has come with age, because I used to be nervous to do a lot of things and now it's loosened up. You know, my 50s are just like, embrace it.
That's a really good piece of advice for everybody listening. If you're heading into your second half, this is the time to just embrace it and lean into your experiences, business-wise, love life-wise, family-wise. Lean into those experiences because they were there, and you might as well just draw from them and leverage that and do what you will and be better. So that's great advice and great tips. Let's forecast, if you will. But before we do, we're going to forecast what your brand's doing next. But before we do, why don't you give everybody your handle? Because your name is very catchy. And they're going to start seeing stuff that you're posting with your business, right?
Gotcha, gotcha. Well, yeah, like I said, I'm the Good Mitch at the Good Mitch, like the Good Witch. And again, you know, I like to sort of highlight the good in the world. And that's kind of what I'm looking forward to doing. I'm passionate about a lot of positive, great, good things. And so, you know, anywhere from plant medicine to recycling to, you know, the environment, all of these issues I'm really passionate about. So these are the things I would like to highlight and meet other like-minded people. But I'm mostly focusing on just, and I know you're younger, but I it's like this group of people in their 50s have sort of kind of come to me saying, you know, you're an inspiration. You have so much energy and full of life and you're, you know, almost 55. And I'm like, hey, you know, life gets better for me. Yeah. At least it gets better. And you just have to have a positive attitude. And that's kind of what I'm trying to bring to my brand, really.
Love that. You're like the next home and decor and business maven. I'm not going to anybody else's name, but you know,
we know the big one, Martha, and I love Martha Stewart. And I am a huge fan of Martha Stewart because she's resourceful and scrappy. Yeah. And, you know, I'm Ukrainian Polish and she's got that vibe and that she's always kind of been my inspiration, but I would say I'm the low key version of that for sure. But it's just the idea of, you know, just kind of, again, using what you've got, whether it's, you know, what God gave you or, you know, what you have resourced yourself. So that's what I'm all about.
It's truly a startup. You're on the right show, Christine. So give us all your contact information, email, social media handles. Where can people find you?
Well, you know, we're just kind of starting to launch this whole thing right now. But you can, you know, for starters, on Instagram at the Good Mitch, and it'll be at the Good Mitch Info email at the Good Mitch Info. Isn't that right? Wait, I think that's right.
It might be Info at Good Mitch.
Info at Good Mitch. I have to check it because it's all happened so quickly. And we'll slowly be building up things where I'm going to get a blog going and a YouTube channel and just kind of posting little tips that I've learned along my journey. Yay. I just, you know, I find that whenever I'm, you know, giving my friends tips, they're like, oh my gosh, that's such a great idea. And, you know, you should let more people know. And so that's kind of what this is going to be about, is just spreading good news. And good is the word here.
I like this because it goes back to my point, and I've had this conversation with everybody on the show pretty much since I started the show or even before. Good ideas come from necessity, or they come from answering a question, or something within, like people telling you, oh, you know, you should do that. Or when you start hearing things more and more, and good and bad, you have to look at it, right? You're like, okay, I keep hearing that I'm this. So may it be good or bad, some of these people are lying. So the fact that they're telling you that, and you leaned into it at this time, those are the most successful brands. I mean, don't you think that that's true? Because there's passion behind it.
I absolutely agree. And, you know, as far as advertising, I work in the world of advertising, you know, as a lifestyle model and actor. You're seeing all of these brands that are sort of just being more inclusive, you know, whether it's age, color, it's all about inclusivity now. And so to be a woman in my mid-50s, being accepted into that mainstream market is, you know, kudos to the brands that are doing that. That's kind of what launched me into this next phase, was that people believed in me. They're like, you don't just dry up and go away at 50. You know, you're getting going. And
I sure hope not, because I'll be there in about 8 years. My gosh. Oh, did we lose your picture? She clapped and it went away. So hopefully she'll be right back. Fix some of those technical issues there. While we're doing that, let me plug what I have going on, everybody. I was in Vegas last time I saw you. I believe it was Vegas. And now we're headed to Miami, San Juan, Puerto Rico, and New York. We are casting the Pandemic Project documentary. Super excited to find stories of real people, business owners, survivors, and everyday people that are navigating this trauma and this epic event in our life. So if you guys are interested, please give me a shout on Instagram, Monique, L-O-R-E, Stinson, S-T-I-N-S-O-N, Monique Lorray Stinson, or you can email me, capaquariusmedia@gmail.com, or you can just try the easy email, which is MONIQINC@gmail.com, and we would love to hear from you. All right, let's see if we've got Christine back. Christine, are you there? All right. That's all right. We're going to continue with the show and hopefully she'll dial back in. All right, guys. I want to give a shout out to my wine partner and my sponsor, my friend, my sister from another mister, Leah Solberg. A shout out to Michael Solberg Family Wines. Special shout out to Oregon and, you know, everybody that's affected up there, like California, like a lot of places, I believe Washington State as well. We want to give a special shout out of love to Oregon. And we are putting together a collective for hotels for families that have lost their home and been displaced. So if anybody has any hotel points that they are not using this year because they're not traveling, please email us. We would love to put a family up using those points for a few days till they get themselves together or whatever you can do. And if you have points, find me on Instagram, Startup with Monique Lorray, L-O-R-E, or on Monique Lorray Stinson, DM me. Or email me, all right, and let us know what you want to do. We're looking for that, Christine.
Yeah, can you see me?
Oh, there she is. She's back.
Technical difficulties. That's one.
What's funny? What's funny is you know you say that you're a good Mitch, like a good witch. Uh-huh. When you clapped your hands, you went away.
Oh, there you go. It's a little tricky over
That's
here.
That's magic. Well, I was just plugging. I was just plugging our. Our point system that we just came up with, Pledge Your Point, that you and I and Ollie Landry came up with, not the actress, but our friend in Oregon. And we came up with it literally in real time. We're like, okay, what can we do? So what do you want to share about the situation in Oregon for our viewers and listeners and if they want to help?
Yeah, right. Well, as you, I don't know if I expressed this before, but I grew up in Oregon. I've lived all over the world, but Oregon is home for me. It's where I grew up and it's near and dear to my heart. And right before I moved to the Bay Area, I was living in one of the towns that really was devastated by the fires. I have friends that have lost everything. So it's just, it's heartbreaking to see this happening. My family is still there. They're safe. They're all safe. But it's been really... horrific to see this happen. So I am going to be going up as soon as it's safe. I'll be driving up and I have plenty of room for Southern California donations of essential kits or whatever anyone Great. Might want me to take up there. So you can DM me on Instagram or Facebook or whatnot. And I can, you know, get a drop off coming to pick
Great.
It up.
Yeah. When are you hitting the road to get out supplies?
I was hoping to go this week. So we'll see how everything is safety wise, far as, you know, but yeah, I'm heading up and, I've started a little, group of people who are artists that I've had just a couple so far that are donating art to auction off. So I'm hoping to get that up and running, soon, and we'll have some kind of landing site where people can go and purchase art for this cause.
I love that. Yeah. Great. And so you guys are going to see later today my Pledge Your Points hook up, and I'll hashtag and I'll tag you. So if you guys want to hook up with Christine here for her Caravan of Love up to Oregon, or if you want to join on that artist site to help Oregon and anybody affected with the fires. And then if you want to pledge some points that you said, I'm not traveling for the rest of 2020 and I'm sitting on some points and I can sponsor somebody to get a room or family, we'll take that. Whatever you can do, I know it's kind of.
Yeah, but I mean, we've all got something to give, you know, whether it's, you know, just our energy, our love, our prayers, we've all got something to give. But I'm sure that people do have things that these people could really help that, you know, when you're down to nothing, anything helps. So,
Oh, I love it. The good bitch. Woo-hoo! Yeah. So, you know, once we get through 2020, because we're going to make it.
Right.
What are you envisioning for yourself and your brand in the next, let's say 24 months, because we don't know how long this is going to go.
Oh, my gosh. Well, shoot. I have so many ideas. I've been working on little projects here and there, but you know, I think next year is going to be about really, you know, surviving this and trying new things. Just really kind of embracing life, you know, because you just don't know when your time's up. You don't know when it's all going to come crashing down. So you just have to embrace life. And I'm developing a few things. Like I said, I love design and useful things. So I'm kind of coming up with some ideas, you know, partnering with some people, and we'll see what happens soon. But,
I love it.
You know, I'm an actor, so I'm hoping to get, you know, I'm hoping to start bringing in the older ladies out there. Come on now.
You're not that old, Christine. You look amazing. Your skin. I mean, I can see this brand totally being a full 360 lifestyle, lifestyle brand, for lack of a better phrase. Cause I feel like that people say that too much. It's just a life brand. You know, I could see you doing like skincare and fashion, home fashions and decor.
Well, I've had experience in all of those areas of my life. You know, I was in fashion forever. You know, in the film industry, also the music industry. I'm trying to bring all that stuff together into one cohesive project, really. And that's the good Mitch, you know, just trying to keep it good, you know.
So be good. Keep it good.
Keep it good. Be good.
Oh my goodness. I love it. All right. So, I want to share with you guys a little bit more about what we're looking for the pandemic film. So bear with me, Christine, while I just tell everybody a little bit about it. It's better to look at you than, the logo while we're talking. So,
storm girl, it's hot.
Some producing partners of mine and I are going on the road, and as the viewers and listeners know, we are looking for unique COVID-19 stories. Like Christine, she's got an amazing survival story of coming here and kind of just trying to make it work, you know, losing her jobs and getting displaced and kind of figuring it out as she goes. So we're looking for more stories like that. We'll be in Miami starting tomorrow. I'll be in Miami until the 17th. And that's where we'll have our 1-year anniversary show at the Dream Hotel. So that's a great show. Yes, at a special time this Wednesday, the 16th at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 Eastern. But while we're there and after the show, we will be doing casting for the pandemic. Then we move on to San Juan, Puerto Rico. Here, and that's the territory in America, as we know. We want to see how they're doing down there. And if anybody knows anyone in that area that wants to share their COVID-19 story as an entrepreneur, as a survivor, just as an everyday person, we would love to include you. Last but definitely not least, one of my favorite cities, Manhattan. We will be in New York after that. And it's interesting, you know, to see it kind of come back. You know, and New York is that place that can definitely make a comeback. And so we're very privileged to be able to fly in and see everybody in New York as much as we can. And so if you guys are interested and you have stories and you want to be featured or even considered, you can email us at capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. And that's capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. You could DM me, Monique Larray Stinson, and we're excited to hear from you. And no story is beyond our consideration. And that's the good news. We're looking for everything that's happened as much as we can. Last but not least on this announcement is we're so excited that we're going to be featuring an extended trailer event this winter on the Roku channel by way of BUTV. And a shout out to Jason, J. Will Productions out there in Ohio. Thank you so much for facilitating that opportunity. Woo! I think I got it.
Girl.
Yeah. You like to drink wine, right?
Of course. Wine is helping me get through too, you know.
Amen, sister. He's inside for you. So I think we're going to do a little live tasting. Do you have, you're going to go get your wine glass, aren't you?
Oh, my heavens.
I'm putting you on the spot.
You know, right, I was going to have one open, but I got a beer open. I love me some beer.
There you go. We're going to cheers.
We're going to do one.
Let's do a little cheers online here. But I want to tell you guys about Michael Solberg Family Wines, our partner. Excuse my glass if it's a little muggy. I had some ice in it and some other stuff. All right. This is the 2020 Michael Solberg Family Wine. You have to, you know, being a gardener, and I'm learning in my horticulture class, terroir is important, and soil and light and how all these fires affect the wine, you know, the flavors. Yeah. It's a full circle thing. It affects everything.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Where's your beer? Let's raise a glass.
Well,
to
I have a water for you, girl.
There you go.
I'm going to stay hydrated because it's hot as here.
Smart. So here's to everybody out there and our sponsor, Michael Solberg. Cheers.
Cheers.
All right. Very good. You guys can go on MichaelSolbergFamilyWines.com. Pick this up. This is a female-run business. Her father started it out in the late 80s. And she's been able to keep it going and rock it. She's been featured on Saturday Night Live, at the Daytime Emmys Gifting Suites, at the Oscars Week Gifting Suites. She is up and around Hollywood with her wine, and very charitable and a good spirit from Oregon. So lots of love to Leah. Yay.
Good.
All right.
Yay.
All right. So let's talk about how people can partner with you and maybe, you know, been apprentice with you if you are, because I know that there's a teaching spirit that you have to help kind of foster the garden knowledge. So how can people kind of connect? Do you see that happening anytime?
I do. You know, like I said, gardening has been one of my therapies, but I have many therapies. You know, I also work with plant medicine, and, you know, I take CBD. And so, you know, I'm partnering with a few different companies, and I'm always willing to try things. I love all the products. And if they're good, clean products and they do good things, I'm all about it. I will share it and spread the good news. Yeah, of course. Well, we got to shout out the people that are doing the good, you know, so.
Yes. And, you know, you hit on a point that's really timely right now, and that's plant medicine. Yeah. Yes, you need an antibiotic when you need an antibiotic. Sometimes the aloe vera is not going to cut it, or whatever, you know, the vitamin B12. But what do you think specifically in this moment when we are keeping our immune system up and we are, you know, doing the best we can with the air quality that we're breathing in and keeping ourselves quarantined? Do you have any tips on like plant medicine? And by the way, any advice that you might give, of course, is just always do upon your personal experiences.
So absolutely.
I'm guaranteeing a miracle here.
yes. No, absolutely. But, you know, see what I found with myself going into menopause, you know, I'm done with menopause, but a lot of stuff has changed in my 50s. And so I really turned to natural ways to heal myself, to heal my body, whether it's exercise, food, supplements that are natural. And again, you know, CBD has been something I use daily, but also I just try and, you know, eat green, healthy, organic. I'm not a great meditator. I'm learning because I'm very kind of, you know, this has given me the opportunity to just to really move my body, stretch my body. And, you know, all of that, I think, comes down to just being grateful for being in this, that it's still functioning.
Yeah, well. You look really good.
And I credit that to mind, spirit, but also to what I feed it. So, you know, like I said, just, you know, and if you just have to start off with going organic, that's one way. And it's hard to do because it is a little bit more expensive, but that's why growing your own food is important. So start there. Really, just honestly, growing food is really easy. People are just like, I don't have a green thumb. Listen, just give it a shot, you know, and you're going to see it happen. And I think that sparks things for people to really to take ownership of healing. So
yeah. And I think with the pandemic, people going out to the grocery stores, I mean, it's a process. You get the groceries, you got to wipe it down, then put it into the fridge, depackage. Mm-hmm. But it's really, I'm seeing a lot of people actually, if they have the space at their house, they're like, I'm going to garden. And then I can just cut out all the trips to the store if I don't have to for certain things.
Yeah, yeah. I have grown all of my herbs, all of my greens, all of my tomatoes. I use my garden daily. So, you know, and it wasn't that difficult to do. So I'm feeling pretty blessed about that. It saved me money, and that's been tight. So you just gotta be resourceful. You do have access to these things. You just kind of have to know how to do it. And those are some tips I'll be giving out. I used to be a garden teacher, and I taught children how to grow food and where their food comes from. And I think one of the most rewarding things while building this little gorilla garden was my neighbor's children. They thought that salad came from a bag, and showing them that no, this is how this happens. It's not a grocery shelf, and that's really rewarding for me. Is just starting that sort of thought process young.
So right.
Those are some tips that I'll give. And just kind of highlighting people and brands and companies that are really out there to help people, you know?
What do you think your schedule will look like for people who have all this space or something, you know, that they want to clean up and make beautiful and functional and, you know, green? What do you think your availability is in around Southern California to go and consult and like turn things over for people?
Absolutely. I am available and I'm willing to do that. That's one of my gifts, is that and where I really shine is taking what you have and redesigning it. You know, some people think, well, I don't need this thing in my life or whatever. Well, you know what? If you chop that baby down and put on a new knob or whatever, that could be a beautiful showpiece in your house. So that's my skill level. I do things DIY and on a budget. I really try and bring in natural design elements. So I love doing it, and I am very resourceful, so I can usually find what you need.
Love it. So it sounds like you could do it on a budget, but still make it clean and beautiful and functional.
Absolutely.
If you're in the market for that, if you're sitting at home looking at a dirt pile and you don't know where to begin, or you've got too much clutter, and I'm sure that Christine will show you how to turn that pile of nothing into something beautiful and make it good for the earth and functional, and maybe save you some money on food. That would be
exactly
good.
Exactly. You know? Well, and a lot of things too is, you know, I've noticed that, you know, the housing market is changing. And one of the things I used to do is also just style homes for sale. So that's something I can offer as well.
You used to stage homes too.
Yeah. Staging homes. And, you know, like I said, I've worked on many film sets, you know, props and styling and set design and all that. So that kind of stuff comes easy to me. And, I love doing it.
So, I love it. You are definitely a jacket of all trades.
I am.
Speaking with you, I just got a little flash of an idea. You and I are working on something behind the scenes, and to our project we're working together on, when we were speaking earlier, I think I got a visual for you. So we'll have to talk about that. I'm really excited for things coming your way. You're welcome.
Thank you for believing in me. You believe in me, and I love it. You know, I believe
in you. I love that.
I think we have to support one another, and especially as women.
Yes.
And so I thank you, Monique.
You're welcome. And it's a pleasure to have a platform to help, a little modest platform. But there's something about when you turn a certain age, people start messing with you for some reason, or it's baked into your head. But you're definitely breaking that stereotype for sure. Making that second half look good.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm trying.
All right. And tell our viewers and listeners again where they can find you. If they want your services, if they need your consult, where can they find The Good Mitch?
Yeah. Well, on Instagram and Facebook, at The Good Mitch, I'm Christine Mitchell, at The Good Mitch. And then soon, very, very soon, we're going to slowly debut, a blog, the website, show ideas and whatnot. And I want to feature you. So you can send your stories my way. I wish I had the links. This kind of happened so quickly, but we can
do that.
You're
going to come back on. We're just dipping the toe. Oh, we're going to have you back on. Yeah, you know, we brand develop here on my show. That's why it's called The Startup and not The Finish Line. So as we brand develop, we will have you back. And Christine is actually the newest, one of the newest members to the Pandemic Posse, which we have a pandemic posse of experts that have risen to the occasion during the pandemic to give you their expertise in their given field. And we're happy to have you as part of our lifestyle brand and living, lifestyle and living segment of the Pandemic Posse. So welcome aboard.
Thank you so much, hon.
You're welcome. You. All right, you guys, that was Christine. Thank you so much. Find her on Instagram at The Good Mitch. And I want to plug my project again, Miami, San Juan, Puerto Rico, New York. If you guys are wanting to speak about your experiences with COVID-19 and the pandemic, if you are an essential worker, if you are a survivor or you know someone that's been affected, we all do at this point, probably, unfortunately, we want to hear from you and we want to feature you in our documentary. We're doing an extended trailer premiere event on the Roku channel through BUTV. And that's going to be this winter 2020. Follow us at the Pandemic Project Documentary at Monique L-O-R-E Stinson, S-T-I-N-S-O-N, or at CAP Aquarius Media, that's C-A-P Aquarius Media. And I will, if you message me and you're wanting to be a part of that, great. If not, email us, capaquariusmedia@gmail.com or M-O-N-I-Q-I-N-C @gmail.com. Special shout out to Lady Ray J. Hi, Lady Ray J at K-O-V-O-L-T Radio. Excuse me, I always mess up that, but you know who you are. And thank you for the love out there, St. Louis. We'll be out to see you, St. Louis. We'll be out as one of our final cities to wrap up the documentary. And we'll be there early part of November. So just hang tight for announcements. If you follow me on Instagram, you'll see those. People finding things that are around them to maximize this time. We're really seeing some beautiful things happen. Yeah, there's some crappy things happening. But you guys, listen, pay it forward, be good to each other, love thy neighbor, as I hear people preach all the time. Now's a great time to execute that. Forward thinking, we've got some brand placement opportunities for the spring of next year here in Hollywood. So forward thinking and moving forward your brand, we would love to feature it at some of the gifting suites coming up that I'm partnered with. And if you are in need of a logo, website, landing page, or any instruction on how to get your startup, I have a subsidiary company to Cap Aquarius Media, where we do promo videos and television and things like that, and documentaries. But we are also doing brand development, and that company is new. It's called The Followship Co. So you can follow us on Instagram. We just started it last month, officially, The Followship Co. So it's like having a followship. So if you need help with transitioning and getting your brand online, you just need the basic startup with logo and website and anything that can get you visibility online. My subsidiary company to Cap Aquarius Media is The Followship Co. And we would love to help you get your Twitter, Instagram, Facebook going and get you some followship. All right. That's a lot, right? I don't sleep. It's true. What will you start up today? I can't wait to find out. Thank you so much. Be good to each other. I'll see you next Sunday.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique LeRae, only on LA Talk Radio.